Bittersweet Brooklyn by Thelma Adams. Performed by Meredith Starkman. It's tough torching a fresh corpse. So the Williamsburg Boys Club killers stuffed their shredded victim into the back of a Buick. They doused the stolen car with gasoline and ignite it. Then, at least, the cops would suffer distinguishing the upholstery from the body. It wasn't pretty, but it was Louis Pretty Amberg in the back of that green sedan on October 23, 1935. Amberg was no near and dear to Thelma Schwartz. The 33-year-old hadn't met the mobster while he was still alive, swilling vodkas at her older brother AB's Brooklyn hangout beneath the ramp to the Williamsburg Bridge. But she'd heard stories about the mean drunk with the lazy left eye. AB's gang said the Russian immigrant had good table manners, meaning the opposite. He'd stuck a fork in Milton Berle's face when the performer had insulted Pretty's bulldog mug from the Vanity Fair Club stage. Word to the wise, never sit in the front row at a comedy show. Unlike Pretty's eyes, Thelma's were her second best feature, glowing green below arched eyebrows and thick auburn hair. A skinny widow with a kid, she knew she got looks when she wore lipstick and stiletto heels and bent over, showing a neckline more daring than the next. And those looks improved as the night wore on. Her best feature? Her legs. Like everybody else's, they began at her ankles and connected to her hips, but they took their sweet time. Her long limbs had magic in them, at least according to AB. That Wednesday, Thelma had dropped by AB's Marcy Avenue dive unannounced and desperate, fresh from being mauled by a bruiser in the alley behind the Arcadia Ballroom. Feeling raw and ashamed, she'd sought brotherly comfort and cash. Late nights like this had left her with a female problem that AB's money might solve, if not soothe. When she was hurting, she turned to Little Yiddle, although she never used that nickname herself. It used to be that she was always welcome, but lately that had changed as her brother's underworld business interests had appeared to expand. She'd hurried down the two steps to the basement entry of the three-story red brick building, strangling her lapels as the wind rose. Rocking from one foot to the other in thin-soled shoes, she regretted being on her brother's doorstep. Turning, she glanced up and down the street to assess her exit, but she observed a stranger lurking in the shadow of the bridge. He hovered just beyond the circle of street lamp light, a fedora sheltering his eyes. As she watched, the man also shifted from one leg to the other in the frigid night. She was afraid of being alone in the dark without a man's protection, but not as terrified as she was of being stuck at home with a kid every evening for the rest of her life.